This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
We're back. This is Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are asking you, how has COVID-19 changed your consumer behavior? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. All right, we're finally going to get to some of the messages that we've received. Let's start with Twitter.
Poll results first.
Oh, yes.
Quick one. Spending less, close to 70%, and spending more, 30%. So that's currently the survey results. I can imagine. Imagine that. So we've got one from Dr. Liana Khairuddin. She says, spending more on certain items, house cleaning products, sanitizers, especially groceries, less on other things. M. Khairi, I find myself switching to and spending more on items brands made locally to help boost the economy. I find that I'm doing that too as well. Casey, I'm spending way too much money online. The way emphasis is mine. Okay. Did you want to go?
Yes, let's go to WhatsApp.
WhatsApp here we got from Maggie Bear said, purchases of face masks have replaced my need to buy lipsticks. Also, no need to fight the temptation to make that purchase to upgrade my costume jewelry range because the need to frequently wash, sanitize my hands might quickly take the shine off my dress rings. So I'm going to be a plain Jane more than ever. There's one here from Ro. Being a creature of habit and liking what I like, I used to bungkus from local eatery the same dish weekly to the point the waiter used to tease me, see you tomorrow, same dish. Giggle, giggle. Yeah, hilarious. Anyway, not been back since pre-MCO, of course, mainly eating from home. Moral of the story, never mock your customers. You never know.
Oh.
Okay, one more here from Beng Soon. Says, spending less but drinking a lot more coffee.
Right. Just looking at the poll on Instagram, we have pretty much the same thing. 69% are spending less and 31% are spending more. Well, keep your messages coming in. There's still time to take part in our poll as well. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. And, you know, Maggie Bess was talking earlier about, you know, costume jewelry and, like, you know, getting dressed up. So that's pretty much what we're going to be talking about in this story here, when dressing up is yesterday's news. So, you know, the fashion industry wasn't exactly in like great shape before the pandemic. You know, it was struggling to create new trends and keep up with younger consumers who are really concerned about sustainability, right? And it was only a matter of time before fashion found itself in this situation. What situation am I talking about? What happens to fashion when the need to dress up all the time doesn't exist anymore?
Right.
So, you know, it's difficult to pinpoint when exactly COVID-19's impact on fashion took hold, especially in the US. But surprisingly, the giants fell first. J. Crew, Neiman Marcus, Brooks Brothers, JCPenney, they all filed for bankruptcy, and Gap couldn't pay rent on its 2,785 North American stores. By July, Diane von Furstenberg, she announced that she would lay off 300 employees and close 18 of her 19 stores. So that leaves just one, right?
Wow.
And obviously, the impending damage to small businesses was, I mean, like, you know, who could believe it? Mm. So in response to all this happening so quickly, fashion designer Scott Stenberg began drafting an email to his 30,000 subscribers. He said, like, wow, I mean, like, what's going on? Am I sick already? Can I leave my house? What do I tell my employees? Will my mom be okay on her flight home today? You know, can my dog get coronavirus? And he sent that email out. It was a promotional email, but it was very human, right? Mm. And it was actually for a sweatsuit, which is the brand's top seller, or a hero item, as the industry people in the industry would say. And so, like, on an average day, Entire World, the brand, would sell about 46 sweatsuits, sweatpants, right? That day that he sent out that email, they sold more than 1,000. Right?
That's a change in consumer behavior for you.
There you go. Mm. And then when they ran out of sweatsuits, shoppers then moved on to their t-shirts, their socks, and, you know, like undergarments. Yeah. And by month's end, the brand's sales were up by 662% over the previous year. And it's like Entire World has now grossed more in 2 months than its entire first year in business. So that's how well they've done. So, of course, this wasn't only because of that one email. Entire World was Stenberg's rejection to the traditional fashion system. You know, no more fashion shows, no more seasonal collections, no more wholesale accounts that had, like, it became unreliable, or the markups, you know, required to pay for it all. So Sternberg has been saying that the fashion industry was in a giant bubble heading towards collapse, you know, and the pandemic has just sped up the inevitable, you know, right. It was about to pop.
Right. And just before you go on, right, this reminds me of our CK Chang from Oxwhite.
Yeah.
Because he, apart from his white shirts, he's gone into t-shirts and all that
and
as well.
Bags, so, and bags, so, undergarments.
Undergarments, socks and things like that as well. So I'm just, you know, be interested to know whether that has also taken off as well.
Right.
Because he was never into high fashion. And then with the t-shirt sales, I'm just because people are spending more time at home.
Mm. So the thing is, in the US, right, clothing sales fell like almost 80% in April, the month of April, right? But purchases of sweatpants were up by 80%. So it's the direct contrast. Right. And by betting that the luxury market would fail, Sternberg had evaded the forces that were bringing down the rest of the industry. So when COVID-19 hit, consumers stopped having the need for fashionable clothing. Designers were unable to cover their basic expenses like rent and payroll, let alone the upcoming collections for the next season, the season after that. Yeah. And some in the industry have even talked about pushing the unseen or unsold 2020 collections to next year, to 2021, right? To avoid losses. Now, Steinberg says that...
Still trending in 2021.
Yes. So Steinberg says that's actually not a bad idea and makes an interesting comparison to the food industry. You know, like in the food industry, like aged inventory rots. But the fascinating thing about fashion is to give that aged inventory value again requires literally killing what fashion is, you know, and all these seasonal trends and what's hot and what's not, and just saying that this is something that's convenient, it works, it looks good, but like put aside fast fashion, put aside fashion trends and just focus on what works and what's good, right? So, you know, I think in May, two separate groups of designers banded together to put forth proposals on how to change the industry. Each essentially pushed for the same thing: later deliveries, delayed markdowns, and fewer collections. The more important question is whether people will buy clothes that aren't sweatpants in the future. You know, when we go back to somewhat normal.
Right. So I attended a webinar hosted by Vogue because I wanted to see Anna Wintour, right? But, and the two of the guests there that were very interesting was Marc Jacobs and Stella McCartney, right? So Marc Jacobs was... When you look at him, he looks so lost. He's just like, where do I go from here? Because like, I have to go to certain places to look at material and everything, right? And there was also this push, right? Apart from your season, even within the seasons, there's so many collections.
Yes,
it's become so much of wastage, right?
Yes.
And then when Stella McCartney's, because she's always been about sustainable fashion. Mm. And she said, actually, you know, it's been great for her. Right, because her pattern wasn't very fast. Anyway, she wasn't about fast fashion anyway, right? So it was very interesting just to see these two perspectives from where they came from.
So, you know, some are already designing with this uncertainty in mind. What's going to happen next? Will people still not be dressing up? Will people be dressing up in 2021, right?
Right.
But fashion is unpredictable. You know, people buy clothes for illogical reasons, for emotional reasons, you know, retail therapy sometimes. So the challenge is to build a brand that can be immune to trends and still has its novelty, whatever crisis comes next, right? So, you know, as Steinberg puts it, you know, the trick with fashion is that we're not selling toilet paper, which of course, you know, during COVID, toilet paper sales were up. But ultimately, it will level out because there's only so many... behinds in the world.
Yeah.
Behinds in the world. Yeah.
Sweatpants won't work here because of the weather. Shorts will.
Yeah. No, but did you buy more of like housewear?
Yeah, I did. Like, you know, shorts and t-shirts.
Like during MCO?
Yeah.
Yeah. I bought more fitness wear. Yeah.
Oh, did you use them?
Yes, of course. Of course, Frida. What kind of question
did
is
you
that?
Did you just buy them for home wear?
So does that mean that I fall under spending less or spending more in our poll today?
I think generally I would have spent less.
I think I spent less as well. Mm. Yeah, okay. But we are asking you, you know, did you spend more? Did you spend less? How has COVID-19 changed your consumer behavior? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. We'll come back to some of the messages that we've received on Instagram in just a bit. Also, a story about TikTok, Walmart and Microsoft. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to BFM.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.